The Southeast Alaska Power Agency owns Tyee Lake, one of the hydro projects that powers Wrangell, Petersburg, and Ketchikan. But the Thomas Bay Power Authority, funded jointly by Wrangell and Petersburg, has a contract for the operation and maintenance of Tyee. The Thomas Bay Power Commission, which oversees the authority, voted last month to turn operations and maintenance over to SEPA. These groups, along with the borough assemblies of Wrangell and Petersburg, are working to finalize the transfer of Tyee. The Petersburg Borough Assembly approved the formal transition agreement Monday night. It's close to being finalized after nearly a year of discussion.
It's been a long time coming.
Wrangell Borough Assembly member Julie Decker says SEPA has been responsive during transition negotiations.
I think that they're trying to show good faith that they want to move things along in a responsible way. They've addressed every concern that we put in front of them.
One of the assembly's main concerns was that Wrangell would lose jobs as a result of the transfer. Decker says SEPA agrees to maintain and staff the office in Wrangell.
And they say as a part of this agreement, SEPA has agreed to add a second regular employee for the brushing crew. So that's another additional employee in Wrangell.
SEPA will absorb the union workers of the Thomas Bay Power Authority. The two groups have negotiated a tentative collective bargaining agreement. Wrangell and Petersburg also worried that, as a result of the transfer, they'd have to pick up the tab for removing Thomas Bay workers from Alaska's public employees' retirement system. The municipalities could owe the state up to $750,000. But Wrangell Borough Manager Jeff J. Bush says SEPA will cover that cost.
And they actually stepped up to the plate and said as long as this takes, they will keep reimbursing us. So we were kind of surprised that they actually went that direction, but we're glad they did.
If the transfer to SEPA is completed, Wrangell and Petersburg will each save about $55,000 per year. This comes from the costs of a secretary's salary, travel for commission members, meeting fees, and attorney fees. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Katerina Sestarek.